After 4 months of futile negotiations, talks on forming a new Czech government are back to square one. President Klaus on Monday started a new round of talks with all the parliamentary parties on the options that remain open. Although the maneuvering space has significantly decreased, Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek on Sunday surprised both his political opponents and the public by proposing a grand coalition where he would have no role in the government. But after all that's been said and done, does this really present an alternative to early elections? Daniela Lazarova spoke to political analyst Peter Joost.
There are actually just two realistic options, at least in my opinion. The first realistic option is a grand coalition, which became popular again after last Sunday. Mr. Paroubek said he would be able to accept such coalition. And the second realistic option is to call an early elections in early 2007.
The Civic Democratic Party has rejected Mr. Paroubek's offer of a grand coalition. So how could that be?
First, we have to look to reasons why Mr. Paroubek is talking about grand coalition now. He wants to return the Social Democrats or possibly himself back to power. And he's considering the options. And as I said, the only two options that are realistic is either grand coalition or early elections. Mr. Paroubek is rejecting early elections, and the public opinion polls are showing that in case of early elections, Social Democrats would lose a lot of votes. The other things that are limiting Mr. Paroubek's movement on the political scene are the latest or the recent presidential statements made by the president, Václav Klaus, who first refused to appoint a government that would be dependent on communists, and then also refused to appoint a government that would be dependent on one flopper, as he said. So therefore, grand coalition is seen by Mr. Paroubek as the only option. We know that the Civic Democrats are so far rejecting the grand coalition project. However, this morning I read on one of the internet newspaper that within ODS, the vice chairman, Petr Bendl, is saying that we should at least discuss the possible program of such government. Therefore, I don't think that this question is quite closed in Civic Democratic Party forever.
Do you feel that the president also might be more inclined towards a grand coalition and try to push the ODS that way?
It has been said several times that Mr. Klaus would favor such government. However, he has always rejected such statements, and we don't see into his mind. However, it's something like a public secret that he would favor such government.
Well, what are the chances of the Civic Democratic Party accepting a grand coalition? That probably depends on Mr. Topolánek's position and whether it would be a grand coalition without him, does it not?
It will depend on the convention that will be held at the end of November. At the convention, Mr. Topolánek will present actually the way he led the post-election negotiations, and there will probably be some discussions if Mr. Topolánek did everything, whether it was good that he had rejected the grand coalition, or whether he was supposed to at least talk about the grand coalition or think about the grand coalition. So if the majority of delegates of the National Convention of Civic Democratic Party will vote for party to at least try the grand coalition negotiations, therefore, there is quite a chance that the Civic Democrats will accept that.
On the other hand, as you said, opinion polls are showing that the Civic Democratic Party is now very strong. The Social Democrats are almost 10 percentage points behind it. Isn't this a good time for the Civic Democratic Party to really push for early elections where it might get significant victory?
Yeah, actually, they are trying to do that. Mr. Topolánek has repeated several times that early elections are the only possible way how to get out of this post-election situation. He's also pushing on other political parties. He's pushing on the Senate to allow calling for early elections. So I think this Mr. Topolánek is actually acting in order with what you have said.
That was political analyst Peter Joost speaking with Radio Prague's Daniela Lazarova.